Welcome to the Life Care Services Health Services Division podcast series. I'm your host today, Laura Franco, Director of Post-Acute Regulatory Strategy. Today, we are going to discuss the recent announcement from CMS on the new cardiac bundled payment models and the expansion of the CJR bundled payment models. So there are two new cardiac episode payment models, also known as EPMs, and they are for bypass surgery and heart attack episodes. Specifically, the diagnoses are myocardial infarction, or AMI, and coronary artery bypass graft, or CABG. Also, CMS has expanded the CJR to now include surgical hip fractures, and femur fracture treatments. So these are known as SHIFT, or SHFFT. So the new bundles are expected to begin on July 1st of this year, 2017, and expand through a five-year period, just like the current CJR, and they will go through December 31st, 2021. The current CJR with DRG 469 and 470 started in 2016, and they go through December 31st, 2020. So this one expands 5 years, going 1 year longer. CMS has really focused on creating value and reducing costs and increasing outcomes. So they have six specific areas that they're focusing on as outcomes with the expansion of the CJR and the two new cardiac bundles. First and foremost is to increase post-hospitalization follow-up and medical management. It's also to provide coordinated care across the inpatient and the post-acute care setting at discharge. Thirdly, it's to reduce readmissions. There's that readmission piece again. And to reduce complications during the post-acute period of care. Next, it's to manage chronic disease conditions as they're related to the EPMs or the episodic payment models. It is also to assist hospitals in the selection of the most appropriate post-acute care setting and the most appropriate post-acute care providers. And finally, to increase total coordination between all of the suppliers and the providers. So like the current CJR bundle, the new cardiac and hip and femur fracture bundles are mandatory. And these are going to be mandatory in 98 different MSAs. Also, like the current CJR methodology, the new EPMs are similar in that the initiating hospital in the mandated MSA is responsible for the overall quality of care and the cost of care during the hospital stay and the 90 days post-discharge, including all of the post-acute care. So the hospitals earn a financial benefit for managing quality outcomes within or lower than the set cost, or they earn a penalty if they go over those costs or outliers of that quality threshold. So again, the hospitals are set for risk and higher risk levels through these payment models or episode payment models, EPMs. So what we know moving forward is that hospitals are going to continue to seek out post-acute providers who will consistently demonstrate effective and efficient medical management of patients with a focus on cost, quality, outcomes, and a reduction of return to hospital and a reduction of complications. So as post-acute providers, we need to continue to focus on these areas and continue to provide our acute partners with the confidence and also the data that supports our outcomes and supports our successes to be a viable partner in the market. At LCS, we are going to continue to provide you with updated information on the cardiac bundles, on the expansion of CJR, and other topics as they become available. So that's all the time we have today. And as usual, please feel free to reach out to me directly or any of the health services team should you have any questions. Thank you.
Legal disclaimer. LifeCare Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.